I'm Kari Anderson, and welcome to August's Student Composer Showcase, produced in collaboration with Music Comp's online mentoring program. This month, we'll meet Matt Pod, who is in fact no longer a student, but a young composer who's making a career out of music in New York City and acting as an online mentor for the same mentoring program that helped him succeed as a student. Matt is a Newport, Vermont native who grew up playing music with his twin brother, and we'll hear some of his music in a few moments. In middle school, Matt discovered his own talent for writing music.
The general music program at North Country Junior High School had a composition part of their curriculum, and they had all the kids composing pieces and using notation software and submitting their pieces for mentoring online through the Music Comp program. And so just every kid in my middle school was writing music.
So did you have a sense at the time that you were doing it how unusual that is?
No, not really. I actually didn't really have much sense of how unusual it was until I started applying for colleges. I was applying for college as a composition major, and I was, you know, had this great portfolio of pieces and professional made recordings from all of the concerts that Music Comp puts on. And so I had, I don't know, five or six professional recordings of brass quintets and string quartets and woodwind quintets that I had written. And when I was applying to colleges, the professors were kind of a little at a loss of, like, how did this happen? You know, when did you get this studio time? Or, like, how did you put these ensembles together? And I told them, they said, I don't know whether to be more impressed with your state or your school or, you know, your music. It's just like this kind of this great system to put in place.
You started writing in middle school. At what point did it start to become a little more specialized thing or a passion of yours?
My freshman year in high school, I started taking a composition class, and I really fell in love with it then because I started hearing my music performed more by live musicians. I would write for the ensembles in the school. I wrote a piece for the jazz band and a piece for the concert band, and I wrote a piece for the dance ensemble to perform too. And so I just started taking advantage of the opportunities of, you know, the kind of the live music scene as part of my composing, and I got hooked.
So something we've heard a couple times is just about the environment that is created when students are allowed to look at each other's work, talk about their work, ask questions of your work and my work, and look at our own pieces a little more objectively. That seems like a pretty unique environment, I would say, and a valuable one, because I feel like composers, they find themselves in the line of fire a lot, asked to justify what they did a lot.
That's true. Yeah, and composers are also kind of a temperamental bunch, and I say that with all the affection for, I am one, so. But yeah, there's a lot of preparation for that, you know, discussing your own piece and taking criticism and not taking it personally. That's, it's all kind of built into the framework of the mentoring program that I was part of, which is the same thing. I didn't realize at the time that it was unusual to be, you know, under some kind of artistic criticism as a middle schooler or high school student, and you're in a dialogue with a mentor going back and forth about your piece, or it could be something detailed, or it could be a much broader concept of the whole shape. Whatever it was, there was a lot of critical thinking involved from the creative aspect of it.
First of all, I guess I should ask, how did you become tapped to be a current mentor?
Yeah, sure. So when I was growing up as a student of Music Comp, I was getting a lot of mentoring. At one point, I think my assignment in composition class in Hamilton had all of us high school students mentor a younger student, just to sort of practice that kind of dialogue, being on the other end of it. The high school students would each pick a younger student and give them a comment, something pretty short, and I really liked that process. I just thought it was, I felt good at it, and I don't think I'd even probably was that good at it. I just like sort of knew the lingo, and that made me feel, you know, like when kids know things, they feel very important. And so I was a high school student, and I thought, like, hey, this is something I'm like almost sort of an expert in, or I at least thought I was. I knew more than I had before I'd taken the class. So I thought it was neat to be able to offer some kind of advice to another composer. And then when I got to college, I was a composition major, and I think they just needed some more mentors during the busy season. So get on board at that point and never stop.
So what are you up to now? You mentor remotely, which can be done from anywhere.
Yep. Yeah, so I live in Brooklyn in New York City, and I just freelance full time. I do a lot of piano playing and teaching and accompanying and arranging. And so I do a lot of church music. I write and arrange pieces for the choir that I direct. I play piano for the Young People's Chorus of New York City. I'm one of their accompanists, and I do a lot of arrangements for them. Their director is Francisco Nunez, who, if you're in the choral music world, you've maybe run into him a couple times. He's a very passionate personality in the choral music world and does a lot of new stuff and a lot of exciting music and does not like relying on what's getting published. So he's always getting new commissions from composers. And ever since I started accompanying for him, he's had me doing a lot of arrangements for them.
It must be fun to hear a dynamic version of what you're creating.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ever tempted to just tweak, like run to the altos and say, not that way, no, no.
Well, I would if they didn't have such a great director, maybe. This is something that didn't happen so much till after college. In college, when you're a composition major, you're finding the ensembles to perform your music. You usually are the ones rehearsing them, and then you put on a recital of your music. And but after that, as a professional, you just get to show up, and the conductor or the music director is taking over. And the way they treat your music is the way they treat any piece, where it's their job to make it come alive and to make the performers sound great and to pump life into it. And so to hear someone like Francisco Nunez rehearsing your piece, and he's he is a passionate guy, and it gets me excited about my own music, like more so than maybe when I was writing. It's like, oh, that's going to be great if they really do it that way. And so, it makes the whole experience feel very collaborative, which is nice, where you've done your part, you've written the piece, you've arranged it, and shaped it the way you think it should go, and then they take it and they kind of take it to the next level. They run with it. They maybe interpret it differently than you intended, but it often ends up being just the right thing.